I just got done putting on my new doorknob and the latch or whatever that's called from the old one that I had. It didn't have a lock and it would get stuck when I twisted the doorknob and it didn't close at all. So it would be like slightly ajar. And so this is my first time putting a doorknob in, and so obviously I thought I did it wrong the first time. So I took it apart and I did it again, and that wasn't the problem. So I put the side latch on and figured that would solve it, but of course I had to do that twice because the first time I put it upside down. Now when I close the door and I lock it, I can still push it through because it seems that the whole fucking door is slightly off. Like it's too far away to be locked or something. I don't know. I think it's just the door. And it's been painted over like 100 times. I don't even know how many times. So when I was trying to dig out the lock, it was just paint just started chipping, and that was the dog. Yeah, it's been lovely. Meanwhile, I've been pet sitting for my roommate who's been gone since Friday in Miami, and she texted me earlier saying that she would missed her flight conveniently. And he is like a child. He constantly has to be looked after. And I don't know. This might be the first and last time I pet sit because it's way too much responsibility. Because the dog is still, I think, in his puppy, spoiled. Yeah, I'm not doing it again. If he was a well-behaved dog, it might have been okay, but he requires a bit like 24-hour attention that I can't give. And I was planning on recording a podcast, but that doesn't seem possible as I'm like tending to a dog who likes to bark. Anyways, hopefully I get this door situation handled. I'm thinking that it's the door hinges that do. They just need to be put on properly because I can see the top one is slightly sticking out. But of course, that's been painted over like 20 times. Lovely. And now he's whining. I can't wait for Monday to be over.